Supercritical Accretion of Medium-Weight Seed Black Holes in Gaseous Protogalactic Nuclei, by Federica Sassano et al. Accretion at Sustained or Episodic Super-Eddington, SE, rates has been proposed as a pathway to grow efficiently light seeds produced by population 3 stars. We investigate if SE accretion can be sustained onto a black hole, BH, with MBH approximately 10 to the power of 3 emson in the center of a gas-rich protogalaxy at Z equals 15. We perform high-resolution smoothed particle hydrodynamical simulations, including two different sub-grid models for SE accretion, one based on the slim disk paradigm, and one inspired by recent radiation magnetohydrodynamical simulations by Zhang and collaborators. Radiative feedback has the form of a thermal dump to surrounding gas particles, with the radiative efficiency being set according to the different SE accretion models. We find that, in all simulations, supernova feedback rapidly quenches accretion after approximately 1 meter, irrespective of the sub-grid model used for accretion, because it drives winds that evacuate the gas in the inner disk. Quenching is stronger in the model based on the simulations of Zhang and collaborators relative to the slim disk model because of its higher radiative efficiency. The SE growth phase is always very brief, lasting a few 10 to the power of 5 year. In the most optimistic case, the BH reaches approximately 10 to the power of 4 emson. We extrapolate the final BH masses from Z equals 15 to Z approximately 6, assuming subsequent galaxy mergers will replenish the gas reservoir and trigger new cycles of SE accretion. We find that at most BH seeds would grow to approximately 10 to the power of 6 emson, comparable to the mass of massive BHs in spiral galaxies such as the Milky Way, but falling short of the mass of the high redshift quasars. This was Supercritical Accretion of Medium-Weight Seed Black Holes in Gaseous Protogalactic Nuclei, by Federica Sassano et al.